Other things that were discussed is hormonal therapy. And as I've said, there's nothing really brand new about the tamoxifen story, except for one thing, and that is that I think we're all looking forward to the release of information from the big trials of 10 years versus 5 years of tamoxifen. Those trials are still ongoing. They're still blinded.
That's like the Atlas trial and the
Atlas
Adam.
And Adam trial. I think some of that was actually blinded data was added to the analyses of the three very small trials that had looked at it. There were actually 20,000 patients in all that have been in those trials. About 18,500 are in the Atlas and Adam trials. But I think that just kind of reassuring to us American oncologists is the fact that those trials, if they were very positive, would have been stopped. In other words, I think sometimes you can infer, and maybe people would disagree with this, but if a trial in its totality is a very positive trial, say suggesting a survival benefit, as we've seen in the endocrine therapy trials with aromatase inhibitors, the trial stopped. So I think that one can infer that these trials were not strikingly positive with a doubling of the early effect of tamoxifen by giving it twice as long. The other thing I should say about the trials is that the median follow-up of those big trials is between 3 and 4 years now. Patients are still on treatment. And so that's another reason why these trials might be considered very preliminary. So I don't think there's going to be any formal statement unless, for some reason, the information is presented from those trials.
What about the AIs?
The AIs actually are interesting in and of themselves. The proportional benefit for an AI strategy over a non-AI strategy based on tamoxifen was about 20% for recurrence and somewhere around 10% for survival. The AIs, however, I think demonstrate the limitations of an overview. Because if you're a statistician, all AI trials look alike to you. But to clinicians, AI trials really look different. You know, we're really mixing apples and oranges here. Because if you're comparing a trial in which an AI is compared to tamoxifen, and you're adding that data into that great composite figure, and then you're looking at other trials in which, for instance, the use of an AI was compared to no therapy, you're looking at unselected populations at the time of initial diagnosis where those therapies are being applied versus selected populations who have not had a recurrence for 5 years. And so there's a lot of debate about whether or not meta-analysis really adds anything. And there are a number of us, and I must say I myself was one of them, who had a crisis of confidence in the process over the idea that all of these things would be lumped together. The triumph of the meta-analysis, the greatest triumph, I think, was in the 1980s, where a whole bunch of people had done underpowered trials that would have only been positive if these agents had had like 50 to 100% effectiveness. They were like 300 patient trials. And so there were like a dozen of those trials. And they were all negative, but a lot of them showed trends. And so people got together and said, we're doing a disservice to people because none of these trials really answer the questions. We're living in a different era today, an era where now the trials actually have thousands of patients. And I think sometimes when the overview analysis is applied to a bunch of trials in a very general sense, that's not necessarily a good thing. It can actually obscure important differences. I don't think the meta-analysis can ever address the question that a lot of us want to know. And that is the question, well, should I be using an AI up front? Or should I be giving 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen and then using an AI? So I think that if you are just want to ask a philosophical question, do AIs help adjuvant therapy of breast cancer? The general answer is yes, they do. But if you want to ask the specific question, is it specifically better than some other regimen? I don't really think that indirect comparisons in an overview meta-analysis answer that question. And those questions are being addressed by very large randomized trials. And in that case, I really think that randomized clinical trial evidence trumps mixing together a lot of, say, generally related but not specifically related trials. One of the things the overview could address is help give us some clues about, say, duration. But direct trials will also, I think, address that well. I think that within the initial 5 years, it's important to give hormonal therapy, and AIs are a little bit better than tamoxifen for postmenopausal patients. Afterwards, the real question is how long to go on.